Hello. Today the Church celebrates the memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church, and our Gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 19, verses 25 to 34. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her into his home. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." There was a vessel filled with common wine, so they put a sponge soaked in wine on a sprig of hyssop and put it up to his mouth. When Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished," and bowing his head, he handed over the spirit. Now since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Those who have grown up in the Catholic faith have always understood Jesus' mother Mary to be our Blessed Mother. Today's Gospel depicts the moment Jesus proclaimed her the Mother of the Church. As the Church's Mother, Mary is involved in our relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. She answered God the Father's call through her conversation with the angel Gabriel. She gave birth to and raised Jesus, his son. She was present on the original Pentecost when the Holy Spirit descended upon the church's first leaders. When she stood at the foot of the cross, just moments before her son died, he proclaimed her to be not just the mother of his beloved disciple, but the mother of all his disciples, the mother of the church. May we live out our faith as did our Blessed Mother. May we be guided by her example and rely on her intercession for us in heaven.